The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Is there really going to be snow on the ground tomorrow morning? 840. Really? Really? 1360 97.5 WTAQ. News, talk, sports, less than an inch, right? That's what I heard. And I heard it here, so it's got to be true, right? They wouldn't lie to me.
Yes.
Now, would they?
Yes.
What will we call this one? Snowstorm, forget about it?
Yes.
Well, you're enjoying that way too much. We just might have to remove that button. Go ahead and play it now.
Woo!
Well.
Yes.
You know, obviously I need to start monitoring his toys over there. Just no question about it.
You got it.
When the hell did you get all of those? Or did you just never use them? Just never use them?
You crack me up.
Okay, that one's just scary.
Wait a minute!
Stop.
Yes!
Cease and desist over there. Now, it can't snow because I've got things to do. I've got to get my... I have my patio furniture all buttoned down. I need to cut some apple wood for Thanksgiving. I need to cut it into chips so I can smoke the turkey in apple wood. Getting hungry already. I really am. That reminds me, I've come up with this great breakfast, but I shouldn't do it because it's going to kill me early. I mean, it's got everything. By the way, I still have a... You didn't get your package from Sheboygan. Well, you weren't around, and I took everything home. And I've got a summer sausage stick for you in the fridge at home. I'll remember to bring it in. So here it is. So I got some Polish sausage from Sheboygan. Cut it up. Fry it up a little bit. Hash brown potatoes. Scrambled eggs. And this is the part I haven't been able to do because I don't have any. So you do all of that as like a skillet, right? And then the last thing you do, you okay over there? The last thing you do is you set the burner on low, Jason, and you cover it with smoked Gouda cheese. Ooh, it's too much for my wife. She's like, come on. It's just perfect. It is just perfect. All right, enough of the food talk. Couple of things. Actually, I want to get to, we're not going to do this as a crayon report, but I want to get to a letter to the editor of the local paper concerning the downtown Walmart proposal. And I'm not doing it as a crayon report because I want to use it to expose something. Before I do that, though, I want to share an email that I got with you. And this is one of the coolest emails that I have ever received. It's long, but I want to read the entire thing to you. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, tomorrow is our Families of Children with Cancer event, remote broadcast, at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. We ask you to stop by. We have it posted online, the things they need for their Christmas party. They always need money. If you're a regular listener, you know about the cause. Shared it with you many times. So I tell you this, and I tell you this, and I tell you this, and it's based on your generosity. It gets through. But I wonder, though, do you ever really understand why this show and this station have partnered with Families of Children with Cancer? This is interesting because I remember this person and her daughters. I remember them showing up at the remote last year. Dear Jerry, last year around this time, I heard you on the radio, broadcasting from Nicolet National Bank in downtown Green Bay, requesting gifts and financial donations for families of children with cancer. It was the first time I had heard of this organization, and I thought what a great place to donate toys that I had purchased over the years. I like to keep a gift closet, just in case I need gifts during the year. My three kids and I picked out some gifts and headed over to drop them off. At that time, actually, it's his one daughter. Matthew was 4, Grace was 2, and Vincent was 2 months old. We were even in the video you had posted on your Facebook page. My two older thought that was just great. It was a great feeling to be able to donate to such a great cause. I listened to your broadcast the rest of the day and heard stories from other people who were dropping off gifts and heard from families who have benefited in the past from this organization. My emotions were mixed. How wonderful it is that there is an organization like this, and at the same time, how sad that there has to be an organization like this at all. How sad it is for these families and for these children to have to suffer through this awful disease. I had known adults who had cancer, but not any children. I cried listening to their stories and imagining what life would be like if I was them. I thanked God that my three children were healthy. Who knew that 4 months later, we would be utilizing the services of families of children with cancer? Our Vincent was diagnosed when he was 6 months old, and if I butcher this, I apologize, rhabdomyosarcoma. Is that right, Jason? Rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. It is not a common type of cancer. Only 365 kids are diagnosed every year with it, one for every day of the year, so it's pretty rare. But it is the most common type of soft tissue cancer. His tumor was located in his abdomen, coming off his prostate, and was 12.4 centimeters in the biggest area. That may not sound big, but in a little six-month-old body, it is huge. Since he was diagnosed on April 12, 2013, he's been on chemotherapy and will continue chemo until sometime in February. He's had surgery to remove the tumor and will start radiation sometime in December. Vincent follows doctors at St. Vincent's in Green Bay, Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago, and soon will be followed by doctors at ProCure, the Proton Radiation Center in Warrenville, Illinois. After Vincent was diagnosed, we had a very empty feeling inside. It's hard when anyone is diagnosed with cancer, but especially hard when it's a child. We didn't know what to expect or who to turn to. It was awesome when families of children with cancer reached out to us. They explained how they can be a great resource in helping us find services if we need them, and great listeners because they have all been through it all already. And we say that again and again and again. That is what most parents report. Thank God there's a network of families out there. I am not inventing the wheel. I am not the first parent ever to go through this. That, of all of the things they do, and trust me, they do so many good things, That is just the thing that I hear about the most. They also arrange outings for the children and their families, which we're excited to go on one day. Vincent, of course, has been too young for the outing so far. They can be a financial help also. It was nice to receive gift cards to make this financial burden a little easier. That's where your dollars go. Just understand this. It was reassuring to know we are not alone in this. I just wanted to say thank you, Jerry, for supporting and bringing so much attention to this great organization. Thank you for supporting childhood cancer and for bringing attention to these children's journeys. It has not been an easy road, but it is made easier by people like you, Beth and Don. No, I hate to correct you, Beth and Don. It is made easier by people who are listening to this show right now. That's how it's made easier. This always sounds hypothetical. It sounded hypothetical to Jason until it touched someone in his life. I'm not saying you took it lightly. Don't misunderstand me over there. I'm not suggesting that. But let's face it, it was different when someone you were related to was suddenly using the services of families of children with cancer. It's different. You really cannot relate. And last year at this time, these parents were doing this, and she was doing it with her kids, because why not give to a good cause? And she thanked God that it had not touched her life yet. But it did earlier this year. That's one of the other things we talk about. People in your circle of life aren't always going to tell you. People are just surprised to learn how much juvenile cancer, that is childhood cancer, particularly leukemia, there is out there. It's far more than you think. And this group helps and touches far more families than you realize. And I know you're hearing the recorded promotional announcements, and you're hearing me say, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. This is why I do not want you to forget tomorrow. And I also want to remind you, you can donate any time. There's an account set up at Nicolet National Bank, who, by the way, have been just beyond wonderful partners in helping families with children with cancer. You can write a check anytime to Families of Children with Cancer and send it to Nicolet National Bank, care of Families of Children with Cancer, so they know the account in which to put it. 111 North Washington Street, Green Bay, 54301. So you can do that anytime. This Christmas party is so important because a lot of these families, it's crippling financially. And for many of them, this is Christmas coming up on December 7th. Jason's been to it. I've been to just about all of them since the station has become affiliated with Families of Children with Cancer. It's, you can't begin to describe it. And the siblings of the diagnosed children are there, and they're all just kids having fun. On that day, they are not kids with cancer. I remind you about this, but not often enough do I share with you why it's so important to me. Both my daughters are adults now, 18 and 20. I do thank God that I never heard those words. I thought a gashed open knee and a broken arm, those are the two worst injuries each of them suffered, that I just thought that was terrible. And I'm not saying it, don't get me wrong. My daughter's broken arm was really bad. It broke all the way through. But you look back at that now, or I look back at that now, doesn't even compare. And babies are born with cancer. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I became involved with this group. This is more than I usually talk about this, but it is tomorrow. So, yeah, I really am trying to tug at your heartstrings here. And I think her story, I'm sure it is her. It's the mom half of this family that's telling the story. Last year at this time, they never thought it would be them. They never thought it would be them. All right, I cut myself pretty short here. Got less than 4 minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and read this anyway. This is a letter to the editor of the local paper about the proposed Walmart store downtown. I want to read it, and I have a brief comment on it. I'm not doing this as a crayon report. The Walmart business model is anti-American in that it will eventually choke out most middle-class ventures. Henry Ford nationally instituted labor policies that at least recognized that a fair labor wage was essential to promoting more sales of its autos, supporting its model of mass production. Walmart's labor policies for its employees have depended on taxpayer-funded programs and outlandish profit margins. The big box model will only increase the number of Walmart's, Costco's, Target's, etc., which are dependent on the low-wage, non-union business model, where their race-to-the-bottom labor policies will only exacerbate the demise of the middle class. A Walmart presence in a business district that thrives on boutique shops and artistic endeavors would be a disaster. In my opinion, it's a short-term disaster for the Broadway District and a long-term disaster for the Green Bay Central Business District. Now, everything Patrick Reed writes here is garbage. It's false. And over the years, we have analyzed it all. In 2 minutes, I can't say how full of crap he is, but I have in the last 9 years that I've had a show here in Green Bay. And I have rehashed all of this through the current Walmart debate. I point this out because I have been imploring Jim Schmidt, mayor of Green Bay, to understand that he is now identified with this mindset. And he has not done enough to distance himself from it. He makes these off-the-cuff remarks. Well, this isn't anything about Walmart as a retail, but then He is associated with a Facebook group where this type of mindset is mentioned on a regular basis and denies that he's a member of that group, to which, again, the mainstream media still has not called him out. He denied it on this radio station. And still, no one else in the mainstream media has called him out on that. Now, and I've mentioned it how many times that they haven't. I mean, how many times? I haven't checked recently. Last time I checked, he was still a member of that group. He was invited and accepted. This is the type of mentality that the mayor, a city the size of Green Bay, has associated himself with, whether he intended to or not, whether he knows it or not. You, Jim Schmidt, are now identified with Walmart haters. And if you don't think that's true, you're just wrong that you've been identified with it. You say it's not true that you agree with this mindset. You have done not nearly enough in this debate to separate yourself from that. And what you are presenting to businesses who come to Green Bay is that you hold this point of view and that you are a very anti-business mayor. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying that is the perception that you have allowed to build. And you need to think about that. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have the executive director of the State Republican Party on. A little while ago, and you can already find it at the Bader blog, they unveiled something related to the governor's race. We'll talk about it. We're going to give away another Scott Walker book, and I think I've come up with a pretty good way to do it. And we will talk about the racism no one is talking about. It's 8:57.
Radiation is a very effective weapon in the fight against